Stark County is seeing an increase in cyclosporiasis cases as part of a growing outbreak across Ohio. The Ohio Department of Health reports 121 confirmed cases in Stark County, up from 94 last week. The illness is caused by a parasite that can spread through contaminated food or water and can cause diarrhea, stomach cramps, and nausea. Nearby counties are also reporting cases, including 124 in Portage County, 112 in Summit County, and 52 in Mahoning County. Statewide, more than 4,000 cases have been confirmed in 80 counties. An Alliance man is headed to prison for holding his girlfriend captive during a six-day ordeal last December. 43-year-old Ryan Miller pleaded guilty to amended charges and was sentenced Wednesday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp to 4 to 6 years behind bars. A grand jury indicted him on charges including abduction, domestic violence, and aggravated menacing. Prosecutors say Miller kept the woman inside his Willow Avenue home, repeatedly beat and strangled her, and threatened to kill her with her own handgun if she tried to escape. The victim eventually got away and reported the abuse to police. An East Canton man is out on $15,000 bond after police say a dispute over fireworks escalated. 42-year-old Derek Contos is charged with aggravated menacing and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises. Police say the incident happened Thursday night in the 300 block of Orchard Street after residents reported a neighbor confronted them about setting off firecrackers. Contos allegedly pointed a gun toward a woman before firing one round into the ground. No one was hurt. Contos pleaded not guilty today during arraignment in Canton Municipal Court. A preliminary hearing is set for August 10th. A North Canton man has pleaded guilty to federal gun smuggling charges. 80-year-old George Monosalis admitted Thursday to illegally exporting firearms to Greece. Federal agents arrested him January 8th at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport with 5 pistols, 950 rounds of ammunition, and more than $56,000 in cash. Court records state he had previously smuggled other guns overseas. Monosalis could face 3 to 5 years in prison under a plea agreement. The former Sports Dome in Jackson Township is being torn down. The facility opened in 1993 but was damaged in a storm. The repository reports demolition work began this week and should take several weeks. Reno, Nevada-based Learning Realty Partners bought the Portage Street Northwest facility in 2022 for $1.9 million. It is currently on the market for $2.2 million. It was used for sports including basketball, tennis, pickleball, baseball, softball, soccer, and lacrosse. The 2026 Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continues today. The Carnation Food Fest takes place from noon until 9 at the Mount Union Campus Lakes. The band Disco Inferno CL will perform. Shakespeare at the Castle begins at 7. Buses will run to the Food Fest from Alliance Intermediate, Elementary, and High School every 30 minutes. Nearly $500,000 in state arts funding is coming to Stark County. The Ohio Arts Council has awarded more than $490,000 to 19 local organizations as part of its first fiscal year 2027 grant cycle. Major recipients include Arts in Stark, the Canton Museum of Art, the Canton Symphony Orchestra, the Canton Palace Theater, the Maslin Museum, and the Bluecoats Drum and Bugle Corps. The Parkway Learning and Development Center in Alliance and the Minerva Public Library also received state grants. The trial continues today for a Barberton man accused of killing a Canton man in a shooting last year. 26-year-old Justice Oney is charged with murder and other counts in the death of 25-year-old Nathan Flight. Prosecutors allege Oney shot Flight in Barberton after a dispute involving his wife. The defense claims Oney acted in self-defense after Flight approached him with a knife. The bench trial continues in Summit County Common Pleas Court. An Eagle man accused in the December 2024 death of a 2-year-old child pleaded not guilty. 20-year-old Seth Hildebrand was arraigned Thursday on involuntary manslaughter and child endangering charges. Prosecutors say the boy died from head trauma after being treated for a brain bleed at a Pittsburgh hospital. A pretrial hearing in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court is scheduled for August 14th. Hildebrand has posted bond. Sebring is moving forward with a road levy renewal. Village Council approved placing the 5-year, 1.5-mil tax on the November 3rd ballot Monday. The levy is expected to generate about $82,000 a year for street construction, repair, and resurfacing. Council also approved a water tap application for a new service connection at a property on Oak Street in Smith Township. Lawmakers are considering a resident's request to ban registered sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of public parks, playgrounds, or pools after concerns about a sex offender living near a Sebring park. The victim of a deadly Youngstown shooting has been identified as a 20-year-old man. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says Kelvin Crenshaw died after being shot Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of an auto dealership on Glenwood Avenue. Police say multiple people were seen running from the area after the gunfire. Crenshaw ran inside the business where he died. No arrests have been made, and the investigation continues. A theft of used cooking oil is under investigation in Boardman. Police say workers from an oil recycling company arrived at a restaurant on Route 224 Tuesday to collect a full vat, but found the locks had been broken off and the container emptied. The stolen oil is valued at about $700. Police say similar thefts have happened before in Boardman and earlier this year in Canfield. Federal prosecutors last year indicted 13 Chinese nationals accused of stealing used cooking oil from restaurants in Ohio and across the country and selling it on the black market. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.